from London from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 7240 kilohertz in the 41 meter band shortwave and on 1.5 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave. You can also listen to us in the evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 11530 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave. My name is Ifeoma Okorafor, your host on our morning and evening edition of our program. We have very important announcement to make in this program. Please stay tuned. This is Radio Biafra, broadcasting from London from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 7240 kilohertz in the 41-second shortwave and on 11530 kilohertz in the 25-meter band shortwave. You can also listen to us in the evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 11530 kilohertz in the 25-meter band shortwave. We'll appreciate if our listeners can send us text messages of how they are receiving us on any of these numbers. Plus 234-810-617-7870. I repeat. Plus 234-810-617-7870. This music interlude is coming from Radio Biafra, broadcasting from London on 7240 kilohertz in the 41 meter band shortwave and on 11530 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave. This is Radio Biafra, broadcasting from London from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 7240 kilohertz in the 41 meter band shortwave and on 11530 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave. You can also listen to us in the evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 11530 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave. My name is Ifeoma Okorafor, your host on our morning and evening edition of our programs. We have very important announcement to make in this program. Please stay tuned.
This is a very special announcement. I, Ezenwachukwu Samson Okudeni, having consulted extensively with the other coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra, do hereby wish to make the following declarations. Maazi Nnamdi Nwanneke-Enyi Okukanu, the former director of Radio Biafra, is hereby dismissed and removed as the director of Radio Biafra and leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. Our decision to remove him and dissolve the entire leadership after extensive and intensive consultations among our members, some of which are personalization of the Biafra struggle and derailing from the core objectives of the indigenous people of Biafra, I thought, as a mass grassroots movement. The actions of Martin Kano and his decision to incite members of IPOB towards violence, which led to the death of many innocent young people in Onitsha. Aban Lumahia is totally unacceptable and grossly irresponsible. Martin Nnamdi Kanu privately coveted the sum of £14 million sterling and $22 million to purchase property abroad in his name and that of his father, Ibu Israel Kanu. This is a clear case of Mohide work by Winnie Chop. Martin Nnamdi Kanu has turned our collective struggle into a money-making enterprise for himself and his father. Money is contributed towards his trauma by enterprising and hardworking in the youth. Some of them are being converted and converted by young man and his father in the guise of actualizing the affair. In the wake of Nnamdi Kanu's release from detention in April 2017, one would have thought that his first assignment in order to sustain the temple and momentum would have been to come for the release of his close enemy, Kidiobere Onwubuwe, Benjamin Madibuwe, and David Nwawusi. These are our brothers that were arrested at the same time with Martin Nnamdi Kanu. Since Martin Nnamdi Kanu fled the air of freedom, he has neither spoken nor appealed for the release of these three brothers. Instead, he has been going about collecting chieftaincy titles here and there with a messianic swagger that makes him allow full brother than everybody Igbo men kneel down to kiss his feet. Threw away the original meaning of our collective struggle for personal gains and selfish glorifications. I must state clearly that indigenous people of Biafra believe in democracy as a solid base of any given modern state. IPOB believes in the rule of law and will always reject violence in all its ramifications. I would like to announce that our organization, IPOB, and redirection back to our original article of the struggle will be coming to you in the coming days. While we continue in our quest for good governance and democratic ethos, we enjoin our members to remain calm and continue in that path of hard work and creative ingenuity which we are doing for worldwide, while you keep enjoying our broadcast.
Sineke nneme go kwa ngwe nyaze ge. Every day by day I just say. Everything I do, I just say. I just want to say.